Our knowledge of exoplanets is growing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Brad Hansen, professor of physics and astronomy at UCLA, explores a new method for learning about our intergalactic neighbors.
Astronomers today are actively searching for planets around other stars, whose characteristics make it at least possible for life to exist. One of the most promising approaches is the transit method, in which the planet passes across the line of sight between the star and the observer, blocking a small fraction of the light and causing us to observe a transient dimming. As a result, we can infer the size of the planet, as well as the distance of the planet from the star. From this, we can then make educated guesses about the planetary temperature and whether liquid water can exist on the surface. The transit method is particularly well suited to studies of low-mass stars or red dwarfs. These are the most common type of star in the galaxy, outnumbering stars like the Sun by 10 to 1. If red dwarfs possess planetary systems, they would be the dominant planetary population in the galaxy. They are also fainter, which means that the nominal habitable distance from the star is closer than it is for the Sun. This is a positive for transit searches because the probability that a planet passes between the star and the observer depends on the geometry of alignment and increases if the planet is closer to the star. Thus, we have a greater chance of seeing a habitable planet around a given star if that star is a red dwarf. Further encouragement comes from the fact that initial observations suggest that the occurrence of planets around red dwarfs is quite high. Most of the stars near the Sun are red dwarfs, so the nearest habitable planet may be quite close. So, although it may be some time still before we know if the neighbors are home, we are beginning to at least get an idea of the available real estate.
That was Brad Hansen of the University of California, Los Angeles. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.